Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. As I said, it's today's got my name written all over. It's Kiss and Make Up Day, Banana Split Day, and Secondhand Wardrobe Day. I mean, you know, does it get any more joyous than that? I don't think so. Okay, this is an interesting story. We have a bunch of Facebook stories that I want for us to get to. But I also, this is a big story, and I'm really interested in you guys' response. Minimum wage has been a story that we've been following for a long time because it affects so many people. And a number of restaurants, especially on the West Coast, have instituted a new policy, which is instead of tipping your individual serve person, hi, my name is Tiffany, I'll be your wait person, that they're just adding a 20% gratuity. And the reason they're doing this is for several reasons. One is just offset the increased labor cost with minimum wage going up. Second is to find a more equal distribution pattern for the front staff as opposed to the back staff. In that the people in the back, the cooks and the dishwashers and whatever, basically get paid about half what the wait staff does. Most places, the wait staff does not share their tips. Some places, but they're the exception. So restaurant owners are saying, okay, instead of making it a choice for your wait person, they get to keep it. And because they're in cash quite often, there are all sorts of issues about it. They're just adding a 20% service charge, which is what they do in Europe. It's called service, and you don't tip in Europe, which is also another issue that nobody's really talked about in these particular, this particular article, at least. But I know it's an issue around here because we get so many tourists, and people, especially Europeans, are used to having the service. It's all added in. And so they don't tip. And I know a huge number of people who are wait staff who just, you know, have a very difficult time with it, of saying, we're getting stiffed on it. And so this is another issue. So let's put on Facebook, what do you think about tipping? Is it a good idea, a bad idea? And what are your, you know, why? And what, you know, what would your solution be? So what people are saying is that this is a way of equalizing some obvious discrepancies, and also to deal with the increase in labor costs to the, you know, on one level I get it, and I think it makes some sense. And as I said, in Europe, that it's already what they've been doing. It's just the tipping is so much kind of part of the American psyche. The question is, are we going to feel comfortable about that? And I think somebody is going to say, if not everybody, that the whole issue about tipping is that it's, in theory, tip is to ensure prompt service. That's what tips came from. Now, whether that's true or not, and if you're not tipping your wait person, does that mean that they're going to be less attentive to your needs? Have you ever waited tables, Manny?
Nope, never have.
Okay. I have. And, I mean, I think basically, I guess I'm of the basic philosophy is that people do a good job because that's who they are. And that you do a good job because it's important you do a good job. And the tipping, I mean, I worked in such low-level places that a tipping would be, you know, like if you got a dollar, it would be a huge amount. I didn't work in fancy restaurants. I worked as a kid. And by the time I could serve liquor, I was already on to being a psychologist, so there you go. In other related news that absolutely has nothing to do with it, except it's, to me, a fascinating kind of scary thing, which is that Russia is banning Wikipedia. Does that not worry everybody? But, I mean, they said stop blocking Wikipedia. The they said that that they've only blocked a particular page about it, but nevertheless, they block a page about charas, which is a hashish form of marijuana. They changed the name, hoping to satisfy the technical requirements of a court order that came out in June. They threatened that banning one article would result in a complete blocking of the website insofar as it uses HTTPS protocol. They said if Wikipedia refuses to comply with the court's ruling, they'll block the web page on Russian territory using the Registry of Illegal Information. Wikipedia has decided to function on the basis of HTTPS, which doesn't allow restricting access to individual pages on its site. The entire website would be blocked. Huh. Earlier this month, they briefly banned the website Reddit. Offending content was a page titled Minimal and Reliable Methods for Growing Mushrooms, Cyclobin. Because Reddit uses the same protocol for secure communication, many Russian internet providers, apparently about 30%, would have blocked the website in its entirety. Oh, dear. Well, you can see, I mean, God bless the United States, that we may not be happy about something, but we don't try and censor it. All righty. Although there's another, there are two more stories. I mean, on the stories you could see sort of caught my attention today are kind of the offbeat kind of thing. All right, here's the deal. You're taking your kid to Europe for the first time. All right, and what happened was this kid, let's see, I think all they have is the video, that a 12-year-old boy punched a hole accidentally. I don't know how you accidentally punch a hole through a $1.5 million centuries-old Italian oil painting when he tripped and fell into the piece during an exhibition in Taiwan. The piece is entitled Flowers by Paolo Porpora. Dates back to the 1600s, part of a collection of 55 artworks on show. The child fell and pressed into the painting, putting a fist-sized tear in it. They have decided not to seek damages from the boy's family. Hopefully it was insured, right? Can you imagine?
You would hope, yeah.
That kid's going to be put on house arrest till he's 48. Can you imagine? Okay, kid, you don't get allowance till 1,400 years from now. There we go. And apparently billionaires wanted to fund private Mars colony. I suppose that to get away from it all. I don't know. Apparently they're saying it could be a Buffett bill or a Zuckerberg. They want to have a permanent settlement on Mars. I still worry about Pluto. Beginning with the touchdown of the first four pioneers in 2027. We've been carrying that story for a long time. They're basically financial rather than technical issues at this moment. So they're saying that we might actually get a phone call from a billionaire. So this is not actually a news story. This is a hype. The idea being, okay, want to have something named after you forever? How about funding Mars? If you had $1 billion, let's put up on Facebook, if you had $1 billion, would you fund Mars? Why or why not? And if not, what would you fund? Don't you think?
Okay.
And this is the story that breaks my heart, other than everything. They're now saying because of the issue in France. And you see, that's getting hugely controversial. The lawyer is saying that this guy was just a homeless guy trying to rob people for food, which, of course, makes it all okay. Not. But and then the French government is saying, no, his website says he's a terrorist. If you're so poor, you're robbing people for food for your family, how come you have a website? Never mind. They said that trains could now see an airport-level security. And one of the reasons I love the train is you don't have to deal with all that fuss. You know, you just sort of get on. And, of course, then, you know, I have carry-on luggage anyway, but you don't have to go through long lines of security. I don't know. We're now talking about it at movie theaters. As I said, that comes as less of a shock just because I go to screenings all the time and they're always checking your bags because they decided that all of us as critics are somehow recording on our crummy little cell phones big movies and then selling them on street corners, which is not true. It's coming, first of all, the copies aren't good enough. But second of all, they're coming out of L.A. directly from the distributors, so what can I tell you? And in something that you probably want to check the website, a Massachusetts SWAT team raids the wrong home and kept a woman naked for 10 minutes. No comment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So what we would do, let me give the phone number here, which is 855-99-37569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY, just D-R-J-O-Y. Let me just mention, anytime Dr. Joy is mentioned, it's basically just D-R, not spelled out, just D-R, the abbreviation, without a period. So Dr. Joy would be D-R-J-O-Y. whether you're talking about going to the website or anything else. It's just D-R-G-O-Y. No period, no space. Okay. Can we do an email here?
That sounds like a pretty good idea. This email is from Sue, and she says, Dr. Joy, I've been listening to you for years. Several times I have heard you tell a story, which I put in my pocket, so to speak, as a chip. My dear nephew, a 40-something father of two, has smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day for over 20 years. Last year, he announced on Facebook that when he woke up that morning, he decided he had had his last cigarette. Later that day, I laid your chip on the table to him. The quote, I have $500 for you when you've quit for 30 days, $2,500 on your first anniversary.
Wow.
I know your offer to your daughter was less, but I wanted him to take it very seriously.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, too, so that's okay.
30 days later, he collected the $500. Sometime around a month after, he said to me, I wake up every morning wanting a cigarette, and then I ask myself, how much? On the year anniversary, I gladly paid the $2,500 for the chip. I want to thank you for the story of you and your daughter. It was all his willpower, and I'm very happy I was able to give him a nudge along the journey. I'm so proud of Brian and happy for him and his kids.
Well, and I'm really happy for you. Let me say a couple of things about your email. First of all, thank you. Second of all, I'll tell my daughter that somehow, not only was it less money, but it was a long time ago when she was younger. And I think you're right that $100 probably wouldn't have had much impact. The only difference between what you did and what I did, and I'm not sure that yours doesn't make a little bit more sense, as I said, after 3 months, because I just figured a month wasn't quite long enough, but it may have actually worked better in that it didn't give him the sense. I mean, I just wanted to, again, partially because she was younger, I suppose, as much as anything else, and figured that sometimes people, take one step forward and a couple steps back. So I just wanted a little bit more wiggle room for her. But again, if that's what worked, that's what worked. And the 1 year anniversary, and good for you and good for him, and I think it's wonderful. The point is to work exactly the way that he described it working, is how much do I really want a cigarette? And the answer is, and hopefully he also excluded the electronic ones. I don't know if you did that or not, but it probably makes some sense to do that as well. But whatever works, and the idea is again to do exactly what he reflected as thinking is, how much do I really want this? And that's the whole point of any bribe, of what's the consequence of going along that's valuable to me, and what's the consequence of not going along, which presumably is not as valuable to me, or is, if not punitive, is at least uncomfortable. So good on you and good on him, and there you go. All righty. 855-99-37569. Okay, I think it was last Friday, Manny. I think it was the last time we were together. It was National Senior Citizens Day, and we were trying to define what senior citizen meant. And my sort of rule of thumb was anybody who's 10 years older than you are, which means if you're 10, a 20-year-old is. And I don't know anybody who defines themselves as a senior citizen. As I said, my mom's in her 90s, and I think if you said, are you a senior citizen, she said, no. The person down the hall, they're senior citizens, not I. So we asked people how they defined senior citizen.
We'll start with Stephanie, and Stephanie says, obstacles and lessons learned.
That's how you define it?
Yeah, that's how she would define it.
Well, but, all right, so what exactly, didn't we say, how do you define senior citizen?
Mm-hmm.
So her answer is obstacles and lessons learned?
Yep.
I don't really understand the answer. I mean, I understand that that's what happens as we get older, that we learn more from our obstacles than we're going to learn from our triumphs, because for a triumph, what you do is sit back and enjoy it and celebrate it. It's when things go wrong they have to figure out, okay, how do we make sure this doesn't happen again? So I'm not sure. I think I understand the spirit behind it, but it doesn't actually deal with the question. But I suppose, okay.
Ishmael asks you a question, actually. He says, Dr. Joy, have you had a show about young men dating older women without all the mumbo-jumbo mainstream cougar stuff?
Have I done it? You know, when I get asked questions about it, I do. And I've maintained over the years that up until recently, it made a lot more sense for women to date. Well, what women date at this moment in general is they date a man who's older, taller, better educated, slightly higher in income status, slightly higher in social status. In other words, we date kind of our dads, parentheses. And in terms of actuarially, in terms of statistics, it makes much more sense to date somebody who's younger because women, up until fairly recently, outlived men by about 10, 12 years. That gap is narrowing, interestingly enough, and we're not sure exactly why. The assumption may be that more women started smoking and that men are taking better care of themselves. Women still tend to outlive men by a bit, but the gap is closing. I think it's now about 6 or 7 years as opposed to at one point it was like 10. So, but it makes sense to date a man who is younger because you'll both end up presumably at the finish line at the same time. Second of all, that we know that women tend to hit their sexual peak somewhere in their 40s as opposed to men about 18. So I'm not sure that a 40-year-old should be dating an 18-year-old, but nevertheless, that women tend to keep in better shape in general than men. So that there are a huge number of reasons for women to date younger men. And my sort of statement about it has been and I've had friends who said, look, as women get older, so they're now being able to date men who are grown-ups, who are raised by working moms, it changes everything. Because for a while, if you were of a certain age, that the men that you're going to date who were your age or a little bit older had all been raised by and large, or mostly raised by women who stayed at home, who did not work outside the home. And that, I think that changes everybody's perspective when you have, because we are a capitalist society, and so if you have somebody who brings in all the money and somebody who is asking for all the money, that's going to change your perception of power, money, prestige, all sorts of things in a relationship. But once women started entering the workforce, and the women who entered the workforce, sons, are now just about to be able to start dating. And they're in their, well, they've been dating for a while, but in their 30s and 40s, presumably, because women entered the workforce in large numbers about 45, 50 years ago. So those guys, in theory, are going to be at most 50 and at least, I mean, whatever age, that they're going to be more egalitarian in their look about who their wife is going to be. So, haven't done a study on it specifically. Call up and ask a question about it, or maybe you just did. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is give me a holler. And certainly one of the possibilities is to Facebook me with a question. Or you can actually call me, which is a way of me getting a little more information from you. But whatever, you know, whatever works best for you is okay for me. All right, so we're talking about senior citizens. And so far, we're zero for for two about anything actually having to do with senior citizens. But keep going.
We'll continue on with Stephanie, and she says, someone whose understanding of technology goes as far as the cassette tape player.
All right, so we're defining senior citizens by what they don't know as opposed to what they do know. Or maybe that's both. Was Stephanie the first one as well?
No, this is a different Stephanie.
Okay, so we've got, on the one hand, the definition of senior citizen is somebody who knows what they're doing because they've bashed into obstacles. The second definition is somebody that you're dating who's older than you are. The third definition is somebody who, was it 8-track stereos, or we actually have tape decks here?
She just says cassette tape player, so I can just say
okay.
Whatever.
I think that's even before 8-tracks, I think. But, all right, fair enough.
Arlene says...
Mean, but fair enough.
Arlene says, being unable to move or be flexible both physically and in thinking.
Well, yeah, I mean, then there's some senior citizens who are like, you know, couch potatoes who are in their 20s. I mean, I hear, I mean... Okay, fair enough.
Peter just says, getting the discount.
Exactly so. And it depends. It varies greatly. But sometimes, where was I looking at something yesterday that said all you have to do is be 52? I think ARP starts at 50, doesn't it? American Association for Retired People, I think, starts at 50.
Yeah, I thought maybe 55. I'm not sure.
Well, they have, the only reason I think that is because they have like cover articles where somebody's just turned 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I here. While you do that, I'll see if I can find at what age ARP defines senior citizen. You go ahead because ARP might as well get on this. Everybody else seems to have been kind of finessing me a little bit. Let's see ARP definition.
Joseph just says, been there, done that. Alan says, a lot of what I think a senior is now in my head is bumped up. I would say...
Amen.
I would say anyone that is 80 plus is more a senior citizen. My map of age is as follows. 0 to 15, you're a child. 16 to 24, you're seen as a teenager / kid. 24 to 60, you're a young adult. 60 to 80, you're middle age. 80 plus, you're a senior. A lot of it depends on health and energy. Jane Fonda is middle age. Dr. Joy, you're middle age, although you look about 15 years younger from your bio age. I think it's better to be a parent 25 plus, even if you have your head screwed on straight.
Well, yeah, I mean, it says over 50.
AARP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, I always thought it was 55 for some reason, but...
Wait a minute, this apparently, senior citizen, one says over 50 for the auto insurance. This one says 55 or over. Applies to all seniors, doesn't mean you have to call ahead. That's booking for a hotel reservation. So apparently... It varies a little bit about where you want to apply your seniority.
Elizabeth says, I know I wasn't ready to get the application for AARP at my early 50-something. Maybe when I start receiving Social Security, I'll be ready for that label. But again, maybe never. Isn't age a state of mind? It seems a lot of older people are breaking the stereotype.
Absolutely. And as you know, again, that there, if we say that you get you don't work very much in your head and you don't work very much in your body. I mean, we all know people who are fairly young who fall into that category. So, but I like the idea that you're middle aged until you're 80. The Shirley MacLaine comment that says I'm middle aged, which means that I'm going to live to 130. That's 65.
Paul says, oftentimes downsizing your living quarters. Have you ever been in one of those senior building apartments?
You know, I have, because my mom lives in one. And, I mean, the thing about my mom is she was in a two-bedroom, which I just thought was too big for her. And I think one of my sisters who wanted to kind of live there a lot was what got her that, because she didn't need it. And the one she's got has got, the first one was kind of dark. It did have two bedrooms, but it was dark, and now she's got views of the mountains, and it's really gorgeous. And but the thing about my mom is she's such a pack rat. It wouldn't make any difference if she was staying in the Taj Mahal. I mean, it would be like you couldn't move there anyway. So I suppose. You guys are really interesting in how you know the criteria. Stuff that probably wouldn't have occurred to me. So if you're moving into a smaller space, And I also know some people who have decided their kids are grown and they lived in the burbs. And so they're now living in an efficiency somewhere in the city. And so it's not that they're senior citizens per se. It's that their kids are grown.
Marilyn says, your age and qualifying for discounts at restaurants. You can be as young as you feel, but take advantage of the discounts.
Amen. Amen. And they do vary greatly. Although, I got to tell you, I applied for something that allows you to get a discount at, I think, 52. And I didn't know about it. So by the time I knew about it, I was slightly more than 52. And I went in and said, where do I go to get the senior discount? And they said, is it for your mom? And I said, no, it's for me. And they said, you have to be 52. And I said, I am. And they said, no, you're not. And so I said, well, what do you need to prove? And, I had to have three pieces of something that proves that, which I thought was wildly flattering. And so I kissed both he and the seeing eye dog. It was a very emotional moment. That was a joke. Right, I have to warn you so you can giggle, huh? No, but it was really, it was wildly flattering. He just wasn't going to buy it. But I did get it, and it was a good thing to have. I won't tell you what it is, but it was a good thing to have.
Anna says, wisdom to listen but not always respond.
Ooh, I like that one. I'm still working on that one. I'll get back in touch with you as soon as I get that one. Except that means I'm a senior citizen when I figure that out. Huh? So maybe I will when we're not tell you. I don't know. Maybe.
Bethany says, the answer is simple. Your attitude.
Well, but so I guess the attitude is that you're as young as you feel kind of thing. So I guess, like those people that we talked about before, basically were 100 years old and they'd been married for 75. And so technically, they were hugging and kissing at their anniversary party. Well, hugging at least. No, I think they actually were kissing. So I guess, they wouldn't be called senior citizens? I don't know.
I don't know.
You guys are many splendid things.
Sue Ellen says something that's kind of similar. She says, your state of mind.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Maybe the more you guys talk about it, the more it may just be. Although I do like that you're middle-aged, so you're 80 kind of version. How you dress, how you feel, all those kinds of things are perhaps more defining than the calendar.
Bess says, being broke, pinching pennies, never enough money for the essentials.
Yeah, but that, again, I know people who are graduate students that are sort of in that situation, or people who are just getting a bit clobbered by the economy, so. I hear what you're saying, and it certainly is, again, it's why Social Security was invented, because it was only supposed to be sort of a gap, sort of a bridge temporarily, because for a couple of years, and that isn't what it's come out to be. There we go. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty. There's really one major DVD that comes out this week, but it's a good one. It's Citizen Four. Was nominated as for an Oscar for Best Documentary. It's an hour and 54 minutes. And one of the reasons to see this is it's about Edward Snowden and Wikipedia. And as I said, there was a story today about Wikipedia and Russia. They're bringing out a movie about Edward Snowden, a fictional movie this year. All right, so I'll just read you what it says about this. It's a real-life thriller unfolding by the minute. I mean, you're really there. Seeing Laura Poitras, who we interviewed in Glenn Greenwald's encounter with Edward Snowden in Hong Kong, as he hands over classified documents providing evidence of mass indiscriminate and illegal invasions of privacy by the National Security Agency, which is old hat now, but it wasn't at the time. Poitras had already been working on a film about surveillance for 2 years when Snowden contacted her using the name Citizen 4 in January 2013. He reached out to her because he knew she had long been a target of government surveillance, stopped at airports numerous times, and had refused to be intimidated. Snowden revealed he was a high-level analyst driven to expose the massive surveillance of Americans by NSA. And Poitras said, okay, well, how about if we film you? And you were actually in the room when they're dealing with the media storm, because remember, they sequestered, forced to make quick decisions that will impact their lives and all those around them. It shows you the dangers of governmental surveillance, but it makes you also feel them. I mean, you really, you're sitting there on the edge of your seat. I remember walking out of there with a headache. They said you'll never, after seeing the film, you'll never think the same way about your phone, email, credit card, web browser, or profile ever again. So, as I said, we interviewed Laura, who's a great interviewer. This actually came out on my birthday a year ago. And, as I said, was nominated for Best Documentary for an Oscar. I think it didn't win. Maybe it did. Did it win? Probably would have said if it had won. I don't think it did. But it's really a movie worth seeing, and it's worth seeing at this moment because it really was a sea change. It changed everything about, well, NSA, it exposed them. And as you know, Snowden, I think he's still on the run. I think he's still out of the country because he would be arrested here. And I think did go to Russia at one point and stayed, was in the Russian airport, wasn't that what it was? And they'd been given asylum. It's a very scary story and very timely story. And whether you agree with him or not, you certainly, I mean, it's a very scary story. And there are other people who basically were whistleblowers as well. But taking on the government, man, you know, that it's a serious, serious issue. And I don't know that he knew how serious it was when he took the government on. I don't know that anybody did. But it's a movie that, first of all, is on its own, just in terms of watching it, is amazing. It's also probably a cautionary tale that most of us should be aware of. And this is probably the companion piece for it. The oldest message in a bottle is found 108 years later. So for those of you who think, well, maybe we should go back to the old-fashioned way of communicating, well, yes and no. And look, you're talking to somebody who's been hacked in the last couple of weeks, as you know. So, but still, it's very hard. You know, it's very hard to go backward, right? Let's see where this was. Unfortunately, it's not a love letter. It's part of a large batch of bottles that were thrown into the North Sea for research. And the message urged the person finding the bottle to break it. Inside the bottle, there was a postcard promising the finder a shilling for filling in some information and sending the letter to the Marine Biological Association in Plymouth. They released 1,020 bottles between 1904 and 1906 to study deep sea currents and fish movements. Modern technology would let researchers use advanced gadgets for the same purpose, but at the time, George Parker Bitter, what a cool name, thought of this particular method for completing his research. It was quite a stir when we opened that envelope, as you can imagine. The director at the Marine Biological Association said, it was a time when they were inventing ways to investigate what currents and fish did. The association still does similar research, but we have access to technology. Many of the bottles were found by fishermen trawling with deep sea nets. Others washed up on shore, and some were never recovered. The returned bottles helped prove for the first time that the deep sea current flowed from east to west in the North Sea, because nobody knew it before then, and that place fish usually swim against the deep current. The woman who found the message did get a shilling. We found an old shilling. We think we got it on eBay. We sent it to her with a letter saying, thank you. Isn't that, I mean, there's something incredibly charming about that, don't you think? They found it in Germany. So, there you go. So she got a shilling, which is probably actually worth something at this moment. So between 1904 and, well, let's say 1905, just because it's kind of a nice round number, and 2015, we have different ways of sending messages and different ways for people to recover the information and decide what's in them. All right. Having said that, let's do. We got another senior citizen to that we can sort of get to right now.
Yeah, we got a couple more.
Okay.
Pablo says, after retirement age, it doesn't matter how old you feel or your state of mind. Your age qualifies for that title.
Well, it's really interesting because there have been some books written. Lionel Titcher did one that studied people who had very long lives, and what they had in common, and not a whole lot else, was that they didn't retire. So, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. All right, what else we got?
We have one person that want to remain anonymous, and they say, a senior citizen is defined by the Boy Scout who helps me across the road.
Well, here's another one. All right, how do you like this? All right, how about a senior citizen is defined about whether or not somebody will give up their seat on the subway for me. I am not even close to senior citizen. All those guys sitting. And it's not only that the guys, I was talking with a woman on the train about it. If somebody gives up their seat, it is almost invariably a woman who'll give it up to either a man or a woman or somebody who's on crutches or whatever. And so the deal is that the guys not only do not get up for women anymore, which, look, if we're going to be equal opportunity, we're equal opportunity. But the other thing is that guys take up double their space. If you look at a line on subway, I'm going to take a picture with my cell phone. I hope nobody hits me. That the women are all sitting with their knees together, and then the guys are all sitting spread. They not only have their, so they're taking up at least two seats, and they put their arms, out. They're sort of doing this. This is my turf on a crowded subway. Manny, you're going to have to answer for every man in the universe at this moment. Maybe not, huh?
Well, hey, there's the music. We're heading to break. No.
Oh, too bad. Manny, I have a good memory. I'll hold this over for you.
I would totally, but I will tell you that I would totally
would give
up
seat.
My yes, absolutely.
For me?
Absolutely.
But you'd probably say it's because I was
you wouldn't even have
because
to,
I was senior citizen.
You wouldn't even have to ask me.
I wouldn't ask. I never ask. Even when I had a broken foot, I didn't ask. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.